Sit in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor. Close your eyes and take deep, slow, relaxing breaths. Breathing in to all the cells of your body, from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet and out to the fingertips and deep into the core of your heart. And with each exhale, release all that is finished. And with each inhale, send rejuvenating energy into your heart. Notice if there are any places where the breath gets stuck, places that are hard or unyielding, or tender or painful. Breathe deeply into those areas, softening, caressing, massaging. Now focus on your feet. Imagine roots growing out of the soles of your feet and extending down into the earth, deep down into the core. And with those roots, breathe in the energy of the earth. Breathe in solidity, groundedness, depth, endurance, power, fiery passion, abundance, resources, life, growth. Allow this breath and earth energy to travel all the way up your body, into all the cells, and out through the top of your head. Let go of all unnecessary thoughts, worries, concerns, tension. Now reverse the direction and take your breath through the top of your head, drawing in the elements of the sky. Breathe in the warmth, the light, the brilliance of the sun, the guidance and wisdom of the planets and the stars, divine inspiration, the strength of the wind, the cleansing of the rain, the lightness of clouds, the vision of the eagle, the resourcefulness of the wren, the transformation of the butterfly. Now welcome in the four directions, east, south, west, and north. East, land of the rising sun, of new beginnings, new ideas, new ventures, new visions, creativity, plans, first steps. And then turning to the south, land of warmth and industry and abundance and fertility, welcome in the manifestation of your vision, your dreams. Receive material support, embodiment, labor, creation. Next, turn to the west, land of the setting sun, of harvests, accomplishments, achievements, culmination, completion, gratitude, celebration. And next turn to the north, land of ice and snow, of retreat, of winter, rest, restoration, renewal, regeneration, reflection, forgiveness, appreciation, contemplation. And so each day we visit the cycle of the four directions, and each season the same cycle of beginnings, manifestation, accomplishment, and retreat, and so also in our lifetime. And last, we welcome in the guardians who bind us and ground us and protect us in this material world as we go about doing our purpose and creating our vision. We welcome in the golden light of divine creativity and material manifestation, the father element of creation and achievement and accomplishment and manifestation, and surround us in a golden orb of protection. Next, we bring in the pink rose light of the mother of beauty, forgiveness, compassion, love, nurturance, feminine intuition, collaboration, creativity. And welcome in the blue sword of the warrior who cuts through all fears, all obstacles, difficulties that block our manifestation, our practice, our purpose. The sword that protects as well as cuts through, that is courageous, unstoppable, clever, effective, purposeful. And finally, we welcome in the violet light of the fires of the forger, that burn away old forms, old habits, old roles that no longer serve, and forge new habits and energies of the creator, the manifester, the way shower, and the goddess. Breathe in life, breathe out all that is used up and finished. Now allow your energy to expand into the room, into the world, into this moment. And slowly and gently open your eyes.